at the Canadian Press, we tend to be more conservative in that approach because we have so many members and so many different mediums. We don't want to get the, you know, you don't want to get, I mean, you never want to get the wrong information out, but we represent so many news organizations that mistakes are noticed more, errors. So, yeah, I mean, definitely. We're a little more conservative, and we wait till things are confirmed by officials before naming people. I guess maybe there are ways sometimes in a story to speak to somebody about a loved one who was missing in Lac-Mégantic more than anywhere else. And we were very cautious. Some media organizations weren't as cautious, and they made errors. I think there were even some examples where there was a front page story or front page photo spread where there were photos of people who were allegedly missing, and this came in the early days, and then it turned out that many of those people were in fact not missing. So, and they, you know, I think a couple of them actually showed up or confronted the reporters afterwards and said, like, hey, I'm here, I'm okay, but I'm in your newspaper. So I think it's very risky to do that because you can, you know, obviously make people upset and cause a lot more trouble. So yeah, I think you have to be very careful with that. And like I said, with the Canadian Press, we tend to be more conservative, so we do wait for confirmation from officials usually, or probably a very close family member.